For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill at the Minnesota Cattle Industry Convention in Willmar once again. We had a chance to talk to the leader of the Minnesota State Cattle Women's Association, and her excitement and passion is very evident and very visible. It was great to talk to her about the past year and more about the organization.
My name is Michelle Mosier, and I am the president of the Minnesota Cattle Women, just completing my first year as the president, and then excited to take one more term this next year. I'm from Ten Strike, Minnesota, and we have a cow-calf operation with registered Herefords.
Now, that's an easy second question. What got you interested in being in this role, and what was your first year like?
Our daughter, Haley, became a beef ambassador, and the Minnesota Cattle Women run the Beef Ambassador Program. So we attended a meeting, a Cattle Women quarterly meeting, and I went, wow, this is a gold mine. And I immediately became a member and started attending their meetings, and the rest is history. But where we are today is really an outpouring of my passion that started from that very first meeting of seeing that this is a treasure and a gold mine. And in 2022, we celebrated 50 years of the Minnesota Cattle Women. They started as Minnesota Cowbells, and here we are. But we changed our mission, and that's a big part, and I can tell you more about that.
Let's go back to this past year. Maybe highlight a few events, or how are you proactive, or what are some of your priorities?
Yeah. In 2021, we started with hosting a Wired event. The American National Cattle Women have a program called Wired, Women in Ranching, Education and Development. And the goal is hands-on, I like to say boots-on learning. And so we spent a day actually on our farm. We had 55 women attend. We had almost 100 there just to put the day on. And we learned everything from hands-on cattle handling to shoot side work, calf processing. We heard from various speakers all throughout the day and enjoyed great food. That was so well received that we knew we were on to something that women want. And our mission, even prior to that event, our mission changed. We are to promote, support, and encourage women in the beef industry. So where's our focus is on the women in the industry. And I believe, and where we're going, is that when we pour into the women, they will go home and pour into their ranch, their farm, their family, their community. So do we have to promote beef, or do we promote the women who are raising the beef, who are going to be proud of the life lived? And so finding that pillar to stand on is really phenomenal. But what we've seen is this is what women want, because our membership went to in the 20s to then in the 60s, and now we're almost at 90. And that's just in really one full year or two full years of growth.
I look at any organization, it's the networking, the relationship part of it that sometimes is very valuable, or sometimes the biggest takeaway you have. And you can see that in an event like that, that it really fosters that a lot.
Absolutely. And it just, the environment that we create at our events is one where it's just a community of getting like-minded women together. And what I love the most is that I'm with women who understand what chores are. I don't just have, you know, a quarter acre lawn and, you know, and a house to vacuum. I have, not only do I have the lawn and the house to vacuum and the laundry to do, but then I have the cattle to feed and pastures to move and all the other things. And so you gather together, and then you learn, and we grow. We hear from speakers and presenters, learn new skills, learn new technologies, and we just have a great time doing it.
I know you sponsored one of the speakers here on Friday morning. Boy, she was outstanding.
She's absolutely incredible. Dr. Christina Porter, KP Vet Service out of Huron, South Dakota. And we got to meet her at our April event in 2022, and she came and talked about, you know, breeding, and that's one of her major focuses, and is reproductive work in cattle, and I think she has a lot to offer. So I was really proud to bring her here and share her with everybody.
You're gonna have a message to members here over the 2 days, or what do you want to hit on to make sure as you jump in the 2023?
Well, 2023, Saturday morning, we will have our annual meeting from 8 until noon, and I will share my president's message and vision then. But the biggest thing that we're launching that I'm super passionate about is Minnesota Cattle Women 360 series. So we're going to shorten that up, Cattle Women 360, and we have taken the entire beef industry and put ourselves, the cattle women, in the center, and we're going to spin 360 degrees and cover all the areas and aspects of that beef industry. But what makes this special is that, one, it's going to take us 3 years to complete. We're going to have 4 in-person events interspersed with virtual events because it's a lot to cover in 3 years. When you leave a conference like this, you hear speakers like we did Dr. Porter this morning. And there's so much more to learn. You could spend a day unpacking each topic that she did of all the different ways of, you know, low-stress cattle handling, the effects, and the how-to. And so that's what we're going to do. Cattle Women 360 slows that down. We're going to spend a day on nutrition, just minerals. We're going to spend a day just on grazing, pasture management. We're going to spend a day just on farm business management. And what that does is it doesn't become boring. You leave with the knowledge to bring it back to your farm and actually implement it. Because when you listen to a speaker for a half an hour, 45 minutes, you go home and go, huh, yeah, I learned that. But I can't do it because I don't know enough. And so that's what Cattle Women 360 is going to change and just even offer that opportunity that if you want to implement it, you will leave that day with everything you need to do it. And that's our goal with Cattle Women 360.
Now, you can do this all on your own. Do you have like a leadership team that's formed, or how do you attack it?
Well, yeah, we do. We have an executive board and a lot of people that are making it go around. And this is all brand new. We're launching it now. So in our annual meeting, yeah, I'm going to be looking for some more help. And it's going to definitely take a lot of boots on the ground to make this happen. But it's going to be well worth the ride.
What keeps you excited?
This. Right now. Can you hear it in my voice? Really, seeing the women come together and be excited about their life and their lifestyle of being a beef farmer or a rancher, raising cattle, and just, yeah, that camaraderie that comes with that is incredible, and it fuels me. I think I just texted this to a friend who thanked me for my passion, and I said, well, keep your passion because that's what fuels mine. So as long as women keep attending these events, my passion will continue to be fueled. And the beauty, I'm going to add one thing. When my presidency ends next year at this time, then I get to stay as the event chairperson. So it won't die.
Michelle Mosier joining us here in Willmar, the president of the Minnesota Cattle Women's Association, here on KASM from Willmar. For KASM Radio, I'm Joe Gill.